This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's news about what you've been buying and what you may not be able to buy easily soon. We'll start with the AP's Norman Hall, who's got word of how shoppers did on Cyber Monday.
Millions have taken part in the virtual post-Thanksgiving weekend hunt for holiday deals. Days after flocking to stores on Black Friday, consumers went online on Cyber Monday to score some more discounts on gifts and other items that have ballooned in price because of high inflation. Cyber Monday was expected to remain the year's biggest online shopping day and rake in up to $11.6 billion in sales. That's according to Adobe Analytics, which tracks transactions at over 85 of the top 100 U.S. online stores.
But this morning, businesses are warning that if there's a railroad strike, you may see higher prices and supply shortages. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
President Joe Biden is calling on Congress to pass legislation to intervene and block a railroad strike before next month's deadline. Four rail unions that represent more than half of the 115,000 workers in the industry have rejected the current deals. Business groups said even a short-term strike would have a tremendous impact on business and could cause economic pain across the country. Eight other rail unions have ratified their deals that include 24% raises and $5,000 in bonuses. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
No evacuation orders, but Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano is shooting lava about 200 feet into the air. Nearby homes and communities not threatened at the moment, say officials. This volcano last erupted in 1984. Later today, the Senate votes on a bill aimed at protecting same-sex and interracial marriages. The House would still have to vote and send it to President Biden's desk before it would become law. The U.S. plays Iran in World Cup soccer today. This is AP News. NATO is talking about Ukraine. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
NATO's chief has reaffirmed the alliance's commitment to Ukraine ahead of a meeting of NATO foreign ministers in Romania. Speaking ahead of the meeting, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the possibility for Ukraine to join the bloc was still there.
The NATO door is open.
However, Stoltenberg asserted that Ukraine had more urgent needs.
However, the main focus now is on supporting Ukraine.
Most of all, the war-battered country will need electrical components for its devastated power transmission network ahead of a blistering winter. Stoltenberg accused Russia of deliberately attacking the energy infrastructure at a vital time for Ukraine.
President Putin is trying to use winter as a weapon of war.
I'm Karen Chemas.
The Dow dropped 497 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.